Hello and welcome to the Mountain Brook Baptist Project 119 Bible Reading Plan Podcast. I'm Mary, and it's my pleasure to join you in reading God's Word. Today is Sunday, July 27th. Happy Resurrection Day. I'm going to be reading from the English Standard Version this week, so I'm just going to do the memory verse in that version as well. Our memory verse this week is Matthew chapter 13, verse 44. And it says this, "The kingdom of heaven is like treasure hidden in a field, which a man found and covered up. Then in his joy he goes and sells all that he has and buys that field." Our first reading today is Luke chapter 19, verses 11 through 27. This is the parable of the 10 minas. At the outset of this parable, Jesus explains why he is sharing it. He says, because they, meaning the crowd, supposed that the kingdom of God was to appear immediately. This is probably of concern, especially because he was near Jerusalem, and they were looking for a political Messiah. And this parable hints at the fact that the fullness of God's reign will not come until the Messiah returns. Also, this parable reminds us that while Jesus is not physically present on this earth, we must be at work. This parable is similar to the one of the persistent widow, where there is an unrighteous judge to whom God has to be compared, and we say, no, God isn't like that unrighteous judge. Well, in this parable, there's a nobleman who goes off and he leaves 10 minas with each of his servants. And one of the servants says, well, you're a very harsh man. So either he misunderstands who the nobleman is, or he recognizes that he's harsh. And we have a God who is not harsh, and yet he calls us to use our gifts and our resources for his kingdom. Starting in verse 11, "As they heard these things, he proceeded to tell a parable. Because he was near Jerusalem, and because they supposed that the kingdom of God was to appear immediately. He said, therefore, a nobleman went into a far country to receive for himself a kingdom and then return. Calling 10 of his servants, he gave them 10 minas, and he said to them, engage in business until I come. But his citizens hated him and sent a delegation after him, saying, we do not want this man to reign over us. When he returned, having received the kingdom, he ordered these servants to whom he had given the money to be called to him, that he might know what they had gained by doing business. The first came before him, saying, Lord, your mina has made 10 minas more. And he said to him, well done, good servant. Because you have been faithful in a very little, you shall have authority over 10 cities. And the second came, saying, Lord, your mina has made 5 minas. And he said to him, and you are to be over 5 cities. Then another came, saying, Lord, here is your mina, which I kept laid away in a handkerchief. For I was afraid of you, because you are a severe man. You take what you did not deposit and reap what you did not sow. He said to him, I will condemn you with your own words, you wicked servant. You knew that I was a severe man, taking what I did not deposit and reaping what I did not sow. Why then did you not put the money in the bank? And at my coming, I might have collected it with interest. And he said to those who stood by, take the mina from him and give it to the one who has 10 minas. And they said to him, Lord, he has 10 minas. I tell you that to everyone who has, more will be given. But from the one who has not, even what he has will be taken away. But as for those enemies of mine, who did not want me to reign over them, bring them here and slaughter them before me." Daryl Bach sums up this parable in this way. He says, Luke 19, 11 through 27 has many points of reflection. The parable is a warning that Jesus will be gone for some time and that on his return he will evaluate people's faithfulness to him. Those who are faithful will be rewarded generously. Those who have the opportunity to serve should use it. Those who refuse to serve, because they view God as harsh, will be left with nothing but shame and judgment. Those who rebel and refuse to come near the king will receive severe judgment. To those who have, more will be given, but to those who do not have, even what they have will be taken away. There is an interim period in God's plan in which those allied to God are called to serve him. The king is away and has received the kingdom, but he will return to evaluate the stewardship of all. O Lord, help us to be good stewards of what you have given us and remind us that you are not a harsh king. Rather, you are patient with us, but you do call us to obedience in your word. Our second passage today is Psalm 15, and I'm going to read all five verses. A Psalm of David. O Lord, who shall sojourn in your tent? Who shall dwell on your holy hill? He who walks blamelessly and does what is right and speaks truth in his heart, who does not slander with his tongue and does no evil to his neighbor, nor takes up a reproach against his friend, in whose eyes a vile person is despised, but who honors those who fear the Lord, who swears to his own hurt and does not change, who does not put out his money at interest and does not take a bribe against the innocent. He who does these things shall never be moved. Thank you for listening along as we read God's word together. Sometimes when I read a psalm, I am disappointed in myself. I think, oh, I'm not blameless. And I oftentimes don't know what to do with that. So I'm just going to turn it to prayer today. I want to be the type of person who can dwell on the holy hill. I know you do too. We want to be in the Lord's presence. And so as we pray that the Lord would make us blameless, that he would speak truth to our hearts. He would remind us that our righteousness is in Christ and that he would give us the courage to follow Jesus daily. Would you pray with me? O Lord, open our lips and our mouths shall declare your praise. We thank you, Lord, that you are a righteous king, a patient king, a benevolent king, and you have given us many gifts and resources. Help us to feel the urgency of our lives, to not get lulled to sleep by the mundane, but rather to put everything we have into your kingdom. Lord, as we approach this psalm, we know we're not worthy to come into your presence. So we, like the tax collector, beat our breast and say, "Have mercy on me, Lord, for I have not walked blamelessly. Would you help me to walk in your ways? Lord, we have wicked hearts deep down. Would you speak truth to our hearts and change our mindset? Would you help us not to slander others with our tongue and to keep from doing evil? In fact, would you help us to bless our neighbors, see them as a mission field, and honor them as people for whom Christ has died? Help us, Lord, not to swear. Help us to honor and fear you and to love those around us in word and deed. We lift our worship services to you today, Lord, and ask that you would be praised and magnified in them. We pray for the youth who are on their student ministry beach trip. Would you do miraculous things in their hearts? Would you help them to love your word? And would your Holy Spirit move mightily? We pray for our kids who are going to children's camp. Bless Mark as he teaches them daily. Bless all those who work with them and are volunteering. Bless Miss Sharon as she leads out. And Ethan as he goes from the student trip to the kids ministry trip. Remind us even now, Lord, of the opportunity we have in prayer to bless another. We lift someone's name to you. We ask that you would help them to trust in you today. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord, we pray together. Amen.